Morning, Kelly.
Hello.
So we have a yin and a yang here this morning as we have the budding beginning of love and the ending. Which do you want first?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's go ahead and get the ending out of the way. Let's get the bad news out of the way first, and then we'll do the good news.
All right. So love is dead, friends, as Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are divorcing.
Oh, no. Oh, that's sad.
It is sad.
Oh, wow.
4 years of marriage, they are, quote, parting ways in marriage. And this after Jason Momoa was all like...
Ever since I was like 8 years old and I saw her on the TV, and I was like, Mommy, I want that one. I'm like, I'm going to stalk you for the rest of my life and I'm going to get you.
Okay.
Okay, that's sweet.
Yeah, they have a 12-year age difference and just... It's just so sad. Jason Momoa, Lisa Bonet could not make it work in Hollywood.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, tears green. Yeah.
I mean, he's Aquaman.
I mean, I don't think he'll have an issue finding maybe a potential new lady.
Oh, no, there will be a lot of possibilities.
There will be plenty, yeah. I'm sure, lining up to say, hey, try me.
Yeah.
You can stalk me.
And for her, too.
Yeah.
And for her, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lisa Bonet is a very attractive woman. Okay, are you ready for the budding new relationship?
Okay, yeah, let's go into the happiness lane. Who's happy?
All right, I'm not going to say this is a new relationship, but I'm going to say it's an engagement as Megan Fox, now engaged to Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, wow.
A whirlwind year of dating. She said yes, and then, quote, we drank each other's blood.
Oh, that's romantic.
That is.
That smells of, like, Angelina Jolie. Didn't she do that with, like, Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, that didn't last, though.
Well, I feel like Megan Fox is kind of like the Angelina Jolie of this generation.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, so Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have officially, well, they haven't fully solidified their relationship, but they are one more step towards marriage as they just got engaged. Very sweet, as they are now a happy, happy couple getting ready to take that big leap into matrimony.
Well, all right then. Congratulations.
So we have one. Yeah, I was going to say, it's the yin and the yang. The universe balances everything out as Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are parting ways and parting ways in marriage. Then Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are saying yes, and I do, and let's do this.
Oh, wow.
So it all balances
out. Okay, so that's fun.
Yeah, it is fun, isn't it? Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Maybe you're sitting down to a nice bowl of cereal this morning. I don't know if you saw this on store shelves yet, but I'm not exactly sure I'm ready for this. General Mills is combining a couple cereals together. And they're not cereals that I feel like would pair well together. For a limited time, Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch are going to be mixed in one box.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I don't... Like, I feel like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch could make the Lucky Charms cereal part taste better, but that's what the marshmallows are for. Yeah. And I don't know if the marshmallows and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch are going to mix well together.
Yeah, I just don't feel like that's the pairing that I would have gone with. I mean, I'm all about mixing cereals, and I've done that on my own without a company doing it for me for years.
What's your favorite mixture?
I mean, a lot of times I will, since I'm a dad and my daughters will never actually finish an entire box of cereal before we get another one and they move on to the next. So I usually just do whatever is left. It could include Cheerios and some sort of granola or some sort of Frosted Flakes and, things like that. Just it's usually whatever's left. Uh-huh. I just want to finish it up just so we don't have the box still sitting in the cabinet, you know?
Got it.
But Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I think, would probably pair better with like a Frosted Flakes or maybe a... I don't know. Even like a Raisin Bran, I feel like Cinnamon Toast Crunch would pair better with than the Lucky Charms. But maybe that's just me and me being closed-minded to this whole thing.
Well, what about like a fruity option? Because it would almost like be, jelly on the toast.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could see that. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and like a Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right.
I mean, I feel like that could work.
Yeah. So I don't know if I would have gone so far as to create the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Lucky Charms combo. And I don't know if it's like that in the box or if there are two separate bags in the box that you can do yourself.
Oh, so that is a good question.
Yeah, I don't know how they're doing that. But yeah, if that's your jam, then the mashup of 2022 may be the Lucky Charms Cinnamon Toast Crunch combo.
Okay, now I kind of need to hear other people's combinations.
Okay.
I mean, this is almost like cooking breakfast for me.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no,
these
I know.
These are like recipes.
I know. These are the Kelly K recipes.
Yes.
Where it's like, you know, toast.
Oh, I can make that.
I can make that.
I can make that.
I can combine two cereals together and add milk. There it
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
By the way, I had a conversation with Charlie Puth last week. Good dude.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. He's a great dude. Like,
He is.
I'm happy that he's going to be coming with new music here soon, too. So, I mean, that's kind of cool, too. It's been a minute since we've had some new Charlie Puth, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, not ever since he created an amazing little song in our studio, thanks to a wheel of topics called Hair Gel.
Yeah, he did Hair Gel several years ago in our studio, and he was also, this is also one of the highest viewed videos on our YouTube page when he was there for a proposal in our conference room. So. Uh-huh.
Charlie was just kind of like witness. We were doing a meet and greet, right? And then they used that as an opportunity to get engaged right in front of him.
Yeah, so like Charlie Puth has been around the radio station quite a bit throughout his career, but yeah. this is a pretty cool story.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, he spends a lot of time on TikTok. He's got quite a following.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool because he shares a lot of like behind the scenes of how he creates some of his songs, which I love that. He happened to see this video posted by a guy named Axel Weber. He was reading a rejection letter he got from Juilliard. Charlie saw it and decided to comment.
Now we're gonna have to find a different way to be an actor. We can do it.
Hello, Axel. I replied to your video, but I figured I'd do a video message as well. Not only did I not get into Juilliard, but I didn't get into five of these prestigious schools that I wanted to get into that I thought could better my career. And while I do think school is great, and I did end up going to Berkeley, a prestigious conservatory for the arts is not going to be the thing that defines your career as an actor. It certainly wasn't the only and most important thing that made my career happen. We experience rejection every day of our lives. And as hard as it is to swallow in the moment, it's the thing that pushes you further creatively. It pushes my music, it's gonna push your acting as well. So you, Axel, do not need to worry at all. I like your videos a lot. There's something very special about you. And I like your tiny apartment. You're going to be okay, bro. I promise.
Man, there's a lot to be said just in general about what he said there.
It just kind of proves he's just a cool, down-to-earth guy.
Uh-huh.
And love him. Wanted to share that, you know, especially that can apply to anyone who's faced any sort of rejection or going through something like that. It's just, you know what? It's going to be fine.
Good stuff. And we always give you setting the bar stories, which kind of have a moral to them, right, Kelly?
Yeah, these are examples of what not to do, or we hope this doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of us can relate to the fact that, you know, we get together for like a game night or something, or like some cards, and someone's in charge of bringing the snacks, and someone's in charge of bringing the drinks, and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I would say most of us can relate to that, yeah?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
And hopefully you know your friends and you know their likes and dislikes.
Yeah, so setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally bringing pot brownies to a card game for senior citizens, you're doing okay.
Oopsies. There's an extra ingredient in there. Uh-oh.
Yeah, there it is.
Catball's acting weird.
They unknowingly ate these pot brownies at their little card game. Now, here's the thing. Grandma didn't bake the pot brownies or like grab an ingredient that she thought was, you know, just regular butter and it turned out to be pot butter. No, her delinquent son, who is 46 years old, still lives with them, went to Colorado, came back with some pot products and
some baked goods.
No, pot products, and then baked the brownies himself.
Oh,
including some THC butter in it. So,
oh wow. So, do you think that he made them for himself and then they accidentally got taken?
Yeah. So, had made the brownies and then, you know, she's needing to go to this card game, sees the tray of brownies that's, you know, cooling there on the counter and is like,
hey, perfect. Let's just take these.
Yep, let's just grab these, take them on over. Here's the problem. It's a felony, so he was arrested for possession of a controlled drug or substance. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
And then there's, yeah, see, it's unfortunate. We're like, well, it was legal in that state. Yeah.
I know. So.
Oh, wow.
Now, let's hope that none of the senior citizens had any crazy adverse reactions to it and then just had a pleasant evening. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just laughed a lot more.
I really like these brownies.
These are really tasty.
Makes my lips numb.
Are these the Pillsbury?
Yeah, what brand are these? So, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally bringing pot brownies to a card game for senior citizens.
Wow.
You're doing okay.
I bet that was a lively game.
I know, right? That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Sports! So, you know, when you want to get in-depth sports, come to your pals here, Ben and Kelly.
Uh-huh.
A former UK basketball player had an issue with a dinosaur.
What exactly was happening? Who is it?
So, Devin Booker, former UK basketball player, plays for the Phoenix Suns now. Yeah?
One of my son's faves.
Yeah. So, they were playing the Toronto Raptors. It was a close game. The Suns were up like 93-92. Devin Booker's at the foul line. Now, there's no more than 1,000 people in the arena due to, COVID and the Omicron. So, there's not a whole lot of noise in the arena. While Devin Booker is at the line, the Toronto Raptors mascot is behind the free throw.
And I'm guessing causing a ruckus?
Here are the announcers.
12-16 tonight collectively as a team. 4-6, and the first one is good.
Okay. Yeah, so he makes the first shot. But after, as he's like, you know, high-fiving the other Suns fans, he starts pointing and gesturing.
Now, if you're Monty Williams here, if Booker makes the second free throw.
By the way, Booker's complaining about the Raptor, the lone fan that's there.
Yeah, so
the lone fan that's there.
Yeah, so the only, I guess, person behind the free throw, the basket, is the Raptors mascot who's kind of jumping up and down and waving his arms.
Being distracted.
Yeah, I mean, like any other fan would have been doing had the arena been full.
But I feel like, yeah, it's easier to drown out if it's just a whole bunch of them. But if it's one person, it draws your eye.
And it's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
He's been sent away. Aaron Smith sent him away.
Yeah, so he literally had the official say, no. He's got to go. He's got to move. So they literally put him in a corner.
Come on. And there's nobody in the gym.
That ain't right. You play in Kentucky in the SEC. You know, they're not going crazy when you play Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, the announcers know. They're like, Devin Booker played in the SEC. He played at UK. He played Louisville. I mean, he's not used to, like, crazy fans. What? Well,
but listen, again, I feel like there is something to be said for it's easier to tune out a sea of people jumping up and down and being crazy as opposed to one crazy dinosaur.
Yeah, so Twitter kind of had its moment with this. All sorts of Jurassic Park memes were being shared around. Devin Booker, after the game, which, by the way, the Suns ended up winning, had to kind of clarify what happened.
I mean, I was trying to get him out the way. It worked. I'd rather be shooting with him out without him down there. We play a shooting game all the time, every day. These two do the same thing, and I complain then, so that's just me.
Yeah, he's just saying, you know, we practice doing, like, the, you know, having distracting fans and everything when we're at the free throw line, but he's like, I complain then, and it's just kind of me. And he said he's made peace with the Toronto Raptor since then, and they're boys great. Now. But
all right, they're cool now. They're boys now? Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
They're boys now.
They're boys now.
But all of the memes, like in the scene in Jurassic Park, the original, when the Raptor peeks his head through the bush at the dude that's trying to hunt him.
Yes.
And right, yeah. I mean, in the
100%.
Those memes are like, what Devin Booker sees at the line.
I love it. I mean,
like, and then the raptor, like, blowing his nostril breath on the little window to the kitchen in the thing. Right, right. It's like the raptor watching Devin Booker being sent to timeout. Right.
100%. I like it. I mean, don't blame him, though, either. That would be really distracting.
Sure, 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 sure. But it's still, it's kind of funny just because it's a guy that we all know and know well, Devin Booker, having played at UK, and the fact that he sent the dinosaur to timeout.
Especially if the dinosaur was twerking or doing some sort of, like, crazy dance move. I couldn't not watch that.
No, he wasn't. He was just jumping up and down, waving his arms.
Maybe next time he should twerk.
Maybe next time he should twerk.
That'd be distracting, wouldn't it?
Well, if there is a next time. So, anyways, we've tweeted that out, the video. It's kind of humorous. And then just check the thread.
The thread is fun. That's where the fun is.
So, anyways, there you go. Oh, yeah, wait, hang on a second. That's sports!
Yeah.
When you need sports, you come to the Sports Authority. That's Ben and Kelly.
That's fringe sports. That's the kind of sports I'm here for.
On 99.7 DJX. Taylor Swift-inspired dance party this weekend out at the Kroger Grand reopening. We'll check in with PK here in just a minute. On 99.7 DJX. First off, let's get to a feel-good. All right, every hour we give you feel-good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
This starts off with a scary situation in Detroit. A DoorDash driver spotted this toddler wandering in the road wearing only a diaper in frigid temperatures. Mm. Robert Jackson III, he's the DoorDash driver, spotted a two-year-old. He was driving down 8 Mile Road in Detroit on his way to make a delivery. Immediately scooped up the boy, wrapped him in his coat, flagged down another driver, and asked him to call 911.
He doesn't have no clothes on, no shoes.
Robert Jackson III was driving down Detroit's most famous thoroughfare, 8 Mile Road, when he spotted the toddler.
He was just in the middle of the street.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it turns out police got there. His teen sibling was babysitting him when the boy just kind of wandered out into the street. So,
man, and you know what? Like, I don't even blame the teen sibling because toddlers, man, you blink an eye and they're gone.
Exactly. Yeah, you really have to, like, childproof the locks, all the things. Yeah. I remember going through all that. I would have nightmares at one point that my son would get up in the middle of the night and be able to get out.
Oh,
and
wow.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, so you can see the entire story. Inside Edition had it up on our website, WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. How many of you caught the Jamie Lynn Spears interview on Good Morning America yesterday?
I saw it after the fact when I put it up on our website.
Yeah, and how many of you thought that she's just trying to kind of, I don't know, save face maybe?
Well, there are a lot of videos out there that are not kind to Jamie Lynn, but at the same time, I mean, I can't even imagine what it was like to be in her position, because there's been a lot of craziness surrounding their family for a long time. I mean, they both got famous when they were really, really young. There's a 10-year age difference between her and Britney, and it sounds like her dad had some stuff going on too.
Yeah, and she was commenting and saying, hey, you know, I tried to give Britney some resources to end the conservatorship.
I've always been my sister's biggest supporter. So when she needed help, I set up ways to do so, went out of my way to make sure that she had the contact she needed to possibly go ahead and end this conservatorship and just end this all for our family. If it's going to cause this much discord, why continue it? Everyone has a voice and it should be heard. So if she wanted to talk to other people, then I did. I set that up. But how many times can I take the steps? You know, she has to walk through the door.
Yeah. So she's kind of saying, hey, you know, I'm putting out the olive branch. Now my sister Brittany needs to do the same.
Yes, but she's also saying, you know, listen, I tried to get her out of it before, but she had to be the one to do it. So, you know, I don't know. I'm watching it. I don't know how to feel about it because, again, only they know what it's really like behind closed doors in their family dynamic.
And I'm not necessarily blaming Jamie Lynn, and I'm not blaming Brittany so much as I am their dad.
Yeah, I think he's kind of, you know, really, the like, buck stops with him.
Right.
He's the one that kind of got everything in place.
Yeah, so, like, he could have done that. Or he could have even explained to Brittany, like, hey, if you don't want to be in it, you know, petition the court to get out of it.
Exactly.
Like,
I get it. At the time that that started, it was crazy time for Brittany.
Sure.
I want to believe there is an aspect of that's his daughter, and he's trying to do what he thinks is best at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it went on for 13 years is the issue, I think, ultimately.
Yeah. Like Kelly said, it's up on the website if you want to take a look at it. If you missed it, maybe. WDJX.com. All right, coming up next, you know, you got a family member that's out of work.
Speaking of family Discord, there's a little bit of that going on right here.
There is. You're right, there is. Because, like, our listener doesn't want necessarily her family member working with her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
There's some
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and by the way, if you ever want us to tackle something that's happening in your life, we can toss it out to our listeners, see if, you know, they can provide some unbiased opinion on your situation. Just message us at Ben and Kelly Show.
This person writes, a close family member and I have a stormy relationship. She's fiercely competitive with me and is a bully. I have severely limited our contact because of it. Recently, I found out that she was having a hard time at her job, which she frequently does, since she's hard to get along with. My problem is that I found out she's applied to work at my company and is a finalist to get the job.
Mm.
If she does get it, she and I would have regular contact. Now, I worked hard for my job. I love it very much.
Yeah.
This family member would put my career in jeopardy. Ooh. I've asked her not to pursue the job, but she's determined. She has a difficult family life, young kids, and an impending divorce, and I know that times are tough, but she would not be an asset to the team, and yes, selfishly, I don't want to work with her. I'm in a senior enough position that I could say a quiet word to ensure that she doesn't get hired.
Oh, dang.
Does this make me a horrible person?
I don't know if anybody has been in a situation where they have hired or worked with a family member that can chime in with this.
I don't know. I mean, it's really sticky, especially when she actually went to her and said, please don't work here. The family member knows that they don't get along.
And then the family member would know if she didn't get the job that our listener could have had something to do with it. Wouldn't you think?
Well, especially since she did say, hey, don't go for this job, please.
Yeah. And she was like, nope, I'm doing it.
Yep.
Yeah, she knows she's a finalist because they've probably interviewed her a couple times.
Yep.
Oh, man, this is tough.
Yeah, this one was really hard.
I've never worked with a family member ever.
And I know that's so a completely different dynamic.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. If you've got some experience with this, obviously Kelly and I are no help right now.
Nope. We are trying to defer to people who have been in this situation.
Yeah, 502-571-9970. If you can prevent a toxic work environment, do it.
Yeah, a lot of people are chiming in on Facebook about the situation that we've got. She has a family member that is applying, is actually a finalist for a job at her company, and they have history of not getting along. And she's actually gone to her and said, please don't apply here. And she's like, doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, should I quietly say something and make sure she doesn't get hired? Tiana says, you need to speak up about it. I know a good amount of jobs won't let family work together. Just imagine how it will make you look if she gets hired and things blow up. You need to let them know as soon as possible. There are a ton of other jobs hiring right now, so she does have other choices.
Yeah, the thing where it always comes back to you, especially if you even, like, know somebody, you know, if they mess up once, you know, your peers there will be like, your boy is messing up, you know, type of thing, and it looks bad on you.
Exactly. Angie said, though, you should speak up at work only if you are truly separating business and personal. Hmm. Affecting someone's career just because you don't personally like them would be unacceptable and unprofessional.
Okay, so Matt, what is your thought on this situation?
It's very simple. If the family member wasn't respectful enough to take her thoughts into consideration when she asked her not to work there, then yeah, she should say something, because she's not going to be a value add to the actual team like she's thinking right from the get go. So I'd go ahead and drop a note, say, look, this is going to split the team. You know, it's going to cause an issue with me and her, and our team doesn't need that. She needs to move on.
Good thoughts, Matt. Thank you, man.
All right, have a good one.
Destiny, hey, so what's your thought?
So I think the fact that the family members deliberately said, like, no, I'm going to take the job anyways, after the girl said, hey, like, can you please not do that, kind of just goes to show the family dynamic already and how they probably won't get along in the workplace as well.
So you're thinking probably best to try to cut that off at the pass before she gets hired? All right, Destiny. Now, Judy's like kind of the same as one of the earlier commenters saying, hey, limit your, quote, quiet word to professional topics only. Keep it the personal out of it. So,
yeah, I get that. But there is a point that she had made in her message to us that she has had, family members had problems at other jobs getting along with people. And I think that's probably a good piece of information to share, because being able to get along and work with others in a company is a quality that you're looking for in an employee. And if she doesn't have it, I think that's pertinent.
I mean, maybe it's like, hey, have you really checked her recommendations and why she left some of her other jobs?
Call the references and see what they say.
Yeah.
And if it backs up, you know, what her assessment is with her personal experience with her, then I think it's all valid concerns.
And look, I've spoken to potential employers about former employees before. And, you know, it's like you need to be very careful with your words, too. And so she, you know, and I know this is not the same situation, but there are ways that she can say in a professional manner that it may
not
be
the best choice.
Oil and what is it? What's the phrase? Oil and
water?
Oil
and water.
Oil and water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think you're right there.
Okay. All right. So good luck.
So I think we're all agreeing that, yeah, we should probably, you know, say something, but try to keep it to pointing out the professional issues that she has had in the past that maybe don't make her the best candidate to work with their team.
Or if she's a finalist, why don't you hype up one of the other ones?
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, if you don't know the other candidate.
You know, at this point, you don't care. Yeah. It's like anybody but this one. So it's like,
exactly.
Hey, you know what?
That person walking by in the street, that's better.
You know what? Carol. Carol, I'm telling you, she came in here and she nailed her interview. I love her. It's something about her. The way she smells, the way she just acted.
The way she smells. I don't say that. I don't think we say smells.
Maybe not smells. All right.
Well, no.
Kelly, can I toss a stupid fact of the day your way?
I might need you to start running these by me before to get my approval.
Kelly, my motto in life is ask for forgiveness, not permission.
I know. And that's why I've been confronted.
Stupid fact of the day here. Knowledge coming your way. Mm-hmm. And guys, within the sound of my voice, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Men who are castrated.
Oh, gosh.
Live longer than men who keep their testes. By about 14 years.
Who is studying this? Who decided to study this? What is happening? Where'd you find the research? What are your sources, sir?
All I know is there's a high cost to living about 14 years longer.
Dang! I don't understand. Wow. I'm really confused about how we came about this knowledge. That's what I want to know. How did you find it? Because I don't think that you looked up, hey, do castrated men live longer than guys? I mean, I don't think you did that, right?
The internet's my source, so...
Uh-huh. Did you just look up stupid facts? Is that what you did? And that was what popped up? I need to know how we got here.
Get under the hood of this knowledge.
No, I do. I want to get under the hood of this one. I don't understand it. I don't understand how we came to know it.
It affects nothing of you.
No, I know. I just feel triggered, unfortunately.
Well,
for the poor guys.
I was going to say, like, any guy within the sound of my voice who has yet to be castrated, which is probably a large majority of them.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a rite of passage in this country, right?
No, I don't think so.
It's not tradition anywhere here.
So, again, take that as just a nugget of information.
That was aggressive. It was aggressive, and I feel like we didn't have enough warning. I feel bad for you guys. It was jolting, I think, to hear just out of the blue like that, nonchalantly.
Well, sometimes the truth hurts, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Yo, we in Girl Scout cookie season? It's 99.
I feel like every season should be Girl Scout cookie season, right?
It's 99.7 DJX. I feel like it just kicked off. One of the things that I saw newsworthy, not just like the new flavors and everything, but apparently you can order them via DoorDash. And
oh, really?
Yeah, which usually, I guess in years past, you know, the Girl Scout would literally come up to your door, or you'd have the parent come to your work. And
right, because weren't you supporting, like, that particular troop?
Yeah, that troop, that Girl Scout. And you.
So can you still do that if you order them through DoorDash?
Yeah, I would imagine you could probably put a notation as to what troop you're wanting, but I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. And I don't know if it's available in Louisville just yet either, but I know that they are rolling that out. So
okay, then.
I'm good with the shortbread. I'm good with those, the
Thin Mints. Classic.
Those are classic. They're not my fave, but those are classic.
You put them in the freezer. Delicious.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, for Miss Kinley, we'll kick it off. Little What a Man. Hey, salt and pepper.
I like it.
Yeah. It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. So, yeah, if you want to hear something, 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. Kelly, 99.7 DJX. It's Throwback Thursday. So your songs make up our playlist. Michelle, LMFAO, Sexy and I Know It. Yeah.
I like it. It's sassy.
It's a vibe. And it's on 99.7 DJX. Let's roll. It's Throwback Thursday. Man, this song slaps so hard. I loved it. Your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show. By the way, just got word that we're going to have tickets for Hanson to give away during this mix.
Get out.
Like, literally, this just came through my email.
Oh, wow.
And they're coming to the Caesars Southern Indiana. And so,
spontaneous concert or contest happening here.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, we'll play Mbop, but not yet. When you hear that, okay, that's when you get your tickets, okay?
Look at that. Just created a contest right here and now, and you were here to witness it.
Yeah, you witnessed it. All right. So, your request, make up a playlist, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Laura texted, play Nivea Dong Mess with My Man.
Don't? I would like to hear that version. I think that would take a different meaning. I don't know.
It would.
Dong Mess with My Man. Sure, it's Throwback Thursday. We roll. It's 99.7 DJX. Dong Mess with My Man. One of my faves. 99.7 DJX.
I forgot about that one, but I loved it.
Yeah. Remember, when you hear the Mbop, that's when you can get your tickets to see Hanson, Caesars Southern Indiana. All right.
Look at that. Spontaneous. Megan needed to hear Cascada.
Yep. Every time we touch, which seems appropriate coming out of Dong Mess with My Man. Right? It's all about the flow. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Definitely sensing a theme now with Aaron rolling in. Hey, how about a little Cisco thong song? Sorry, let's make that the dong thong song. All right.
The dong song.
Dong song. I like that.
I
dong with mess with my man. Dong song. 99.7 DJX. That dong, the dong, dong, dong.
I mean, what did I do?
Right.
What did I do? I hate y'all.
Ah, it's good stuff. You know, nothing but good, wholesome fun, right?
Absolutely.
Hannah rolls in. I'm all alone at the office today.
Oh, wow.
Can you play Riding Solo? Jason Derulo. All right. This is one of his earlier ones. I like that.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, we banged this. Throwback Thursday. I'm 99.7 DJX. Oh, stop it. I just saw another fun request come in here real quick. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. We're right in the middle of Throwback Thursday, by the way.
It's a spontaneous train wreck
request. Justin rolls in with No Doubt's hit, Dong Speak. Absolutely, we'll play that. Throwback Thursday. You and me. It's 99.7 DJX. If you're just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday. We play a bunch of songs back to back to back to back. By the way,
we have started like an unexpected theme because of Laura's unfortunate or fortunate typo.
Yeah, just a little typo. She wrote Dong Mess with My Man. So, you know, that's kind of fun, right? So we got another message. We can't forget Backstreet Boys' incredible hit, Dong Go Messing, Breaking My Heart. You're right. We can't. It's Throwback Thursday. All right, this wasn't a huge hit from the Backstreet Boys, so we're going to roll.
Listen, I love this song, though. I understand. I love it.
It's 99.7 DJX.
Tiffany, we're going to make Laura pee her pants.
It's all right.
Because of what she started.
Tiffany rolls in and says, what about Colby O'Dongus? And what you got? Colby O'Dongus. We need a health check on Colby O'Dongus. Such a good song.
It is. My new favorite, though. I forever changed his name in my brain now.
Sometimes all it takes is just an autocorrect, you know? Provides an entire theme to the show here on 99.7.
What was Laura texting before is what it defaults to.
Susie says, Dongcha. Pussycat dolls. Seems appropriate. I know you like me. Don't ya? All right, so this is going to be a stretch. I mean, a stretch as to like what we normally play here on 99.7 DJX. But Ash is diving in, and I will. I appreciate her her contribution. She says, "What about Dong Stop Believing?" I mean, Journey is pretty epic band, right?
It is. It, yeah, absolutely. And throwback.
Dong Stop Believing. Yep. Okay. Hang on a second. I gotta get to this one. This is too much. This is the best one yet. Hang on a second. All right, I'm dying. Ashley rolls in with the best one so far. She says, what about the Baja Men?
Oh gosh, who put the dongs out?
Who let the dongs out?
Who let the dongs out? Who let the dongs out? Oh, shoot.
Who let the dongs out?
What a stupid show this is. When the body was nice to pop.
Out. Oh my God! Yeah. Oh, Laura. Yeah, she's giving us with her typo.
Oh, I love it. What about Snoop Dogg? Yeah, sure, we can do that too. It's a typo, guys. It's a typo. She meant to write.
It's just a typo, but it's led us down a magical path.
Yeah, she meant to write "don't," but you know, she wrote "dong," so.
We're going with it,
you know? You gotta adapt to your situations. That's what we're doing here. On 99.7 DJX. When the pimp's in the crib, ma. It's 99.7 DJX. When you hear Hanson, you can get tickets to their Caesars Southern Indiana show, which is being announced today, so that's pretty cool.
That's exciting.
Yep. Ash says, one dong rectin.
Oh, wow. Oh, that sounds aggressive.
A little bit of a stretch.
It is a little bit.
But we can do it. You're Hang on a second. I like how you guys are just replacing words now with dong. Gold donger. All right. We could roll gold donger. And then you're still listening for Dong by Hanson. On 99.7 DJX. Oh, shoot. Now, I ain't saying she a gold donger. She ain't messing with no It's 99.7 DJX.
Christy texted, she's running late this morning. Get in my car. Everything I hear is about dongs. I love this show. LOL. It's Laura's fault. Here's her typo.
I mean, it is kind of, well, it's kind of our fault because we knew what it meant. We just rolled with it.
Well, listen, I wasn't going to put words in her mouth. I was just reading it verbatim.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Yeah. We've got tickets for Caesars Southern Indiana. It's being announced today. Hanson. Dong. DJX. On 99.7 DJX. Has come to an end.
Oh, man.
I know. What a,
oh,
what
I'm
a
sad.
Magic.
It's got to be one of my favorites.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 1,000%. 1,000%. Thanks to Laura. She took us on a magical, magical trip.
By the way, hey, Jessica.
Yep. Yeah.
You're going to see Hanson.
Oh, my God! Yes! Woo! I'm sitting in line at Starbucks, and I'm like, I've got to try.
Congratulations, Hanson, coming to see the Southern Indiana. It's being announced today, by the way. We'll do it again next Thursday, too, for Throwback Thursday, just in case, you know, others didn't get through, aren't as lucky as Jessica was, okay? Is that cool, Jessica?
Hey, that's perfect.
All right, cool. Hang on a second, okay? Hang on.
Are we still going to call it Dong next week?
I don't know. Let's just give away one more pair just in case. Hey, Amy.
Yes, sir.
Now, were you calling about the dongs or were you calling about the Hanson tickets? I couldn't remember.
I mean, I will always talk about dongs, but I like tickets. So.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'll take your tickets.
Okay. All right. So you'll take the Hanson tickets. Okay, cool. All right. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
All right. So hang on a quick sec. Congratulations. You got some tickets. All right.
Yay!
All right.
Listen, I should mention that Hostess Ding Dongs are among one of my favorite snacks.
Well, of course they are.
I'll just say that. It works as well.
Of course they are. All right. So congrats, Jessica, Amy. Hang on a quick sec. We'll have more Hanson tickets next week. And, of course, that is being announced today that they're coming to Caesars Southern Indiana. And hopefully we didn't, like, spoil the surprise or whatever. But, you know, I just
got
so excited.
Well, you know what?
When
they send you an email and say giveaway tickets.
I know. What am I going to do?
You can't keep that to yourself.
Never. Never would.
They knew who they were emailing, right?
I don't know if they did. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. That was Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Never do. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. And it looks like we're getting a bunch of festivals back again. The you know, Four Castle was announced recently. Jack Harlow, a headliner there. And then, of course, Lollapalooza and what was it? Stevie Nicks was one of the headliners, first female headliner.
For Bonnaroo, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, not Lollapalooza, for Bonnaroo, right. And then Coachella was just announced. Billie Eilish, Harry Styles, and Kanye West are going to be headlining that to take place April 15th through the 17th there in California. So it looks like some festivals are coming back, and that's pretty cool. Also with Coachella, and I don't know if anybody in this area like travels to California for Coachella. It seems like a very southern
maybe
California sort of thing, but Swedish House Mafia, Meg Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, Phoebe Bridgers, Big Sean, a bunch of people are going to be a part of that. So Coachella.
Is that one you camp out at too?
Yeah, that's another.
Or is Bonnaroo the only one you camp out at?
No. There's camping at Coachella too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of a very hippie sort of vibe there, I believe. Now
when is Burning Man? Because that's out at California too, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Always see pictures of people being dusty. Is that in the desert or something?
So yeah, Billie Eilish, Harry Styles, and Kanye are headlining Coachella. So probably a good note to any people within the sound of my voice with these Setting the Bar stories on 99.7 DJX. They're always a moral. There's always a moral at the very end of it, right?
Sure, absolutely. And is the moral today, always leave a good tip?
Well, it's maybe not leave a crappy tip, because the Setting the Bar story is if you can manage to make it through the day without committing a crime right after you left a crappy tip, then you're doing okay.
Okay, so how are the two connected? Because right. It's not a crime to leave a crappy nope. tip. It's not a good thing to do, but it's not a crime.
No, and I know, I'm sure many, even listening now, have done it on purpose because the service has been bad or whatever. But
yes.
So these two idiots, if they weren't so cheap, they might be free and clear right now, because on New Year's Eve, now they're tourists in Florida there at Key West. Now, do you know there's a famous landmark in Key West, and it is the southernmost point buoy that is like painted, and it says like 90 miles to Cuba, and it says,
I've seen a lot of people take pictures next to it.
Yeah, it's kind of a landmark, kind of a tourist destination there in Key West, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these tourists were caught on video vandalizing it. They had dragged a old dead Christmas tree next to it, set it on fire, and it burned the buoy. It like tarnished the paint on the southernmost point buoy. Right. It set it on fire.
Why would they want to do that? What purpose does that serve?
Well, it's New Year's Eve. They're drunk and they're idiots.
Okay.
Here's the thing. It was put on the news. The surveillance video kind of showed the two guys in the light of the fire there dancing around it, right? Acting the fool. A bartender who had served them earlier in the night recognized the two as the two dirtbags that stiffed them on a tip.
Oh, no. And he turned them in?
He went back on his security tapes because he was like, it's got to be these guys.
I was going to say, do they pay with credit cards? Do they have their name?
Yes. And he found their name because he ran the credit receipts from about that time. And got their name, turned them in.
So they could still be on the lam had it not been for their crappy tip.
Uh-huh. Because,
or lack thereof.
Yeah, I was going to say, had they tipped well or been like decent humans or whatever? Because I think part of it also was they were kind of being jerks and they were hitting on women and kind of getting turned down and all that stuff at his bar. But had they been decent humans, maybe tipped well because it was New Year's Eve and the service staff was, crunched. Then
you think the bartender would have turned a blind eye?
Bartender would have been like, oh, I remember those guys, and probably wouldn't have done anything. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You think he just would have been like, all right,
maybe.
That's fine.
Maybe. You never know.
Wow.
So that's why it's a Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without committing a crime right after you leave a crappy tip, then you're doing okay.
Let's take care of our wait staff, shall we?
Yeah, and then maybe not commit crimes.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. 100%.
Ben and Kelly 97 DJX. Man, I gotta say, the past few months have been good for Pete Davidson.
Like, it's so unexpected, isn't it?
His rise, he's always been a thing, that we've kind of talked about on the show, like his connection with Ariana Grande, Saturday.
Well, yeah, that kind of made him a thing, I think, in our universes when he was engaged to her.
Yeah, and Saturday Night Live, obviously. But then he did a New Year's Eve gig with Miley Cyrus, and now he's in talks to host the Oscars.
Come on now.
Host.
And this is all
the
because
Oscars.
He's dating Kim Kardashian, right?
Well,
I mean, that's the only thing you can point it to.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's seemingly dating Kim Kardashian, too.
He's getting attention for that and for that alone, which has led to these gigs. He's not promoting like a movie or a project.
No.
He's just been seen dating Kim Kardashian. So they're all like, all right, let's capitalize on this attention. Let's do him. Let's have him host New Year's Eve.
Now
let's have him host the Oscars.
Yeah, it hasn't been finalized for the Oscars, but apparently he's in talks to host the Oscars, which has been hostless the past couple years. Jimmy Kimmel being the latest to be the host for the Oscars. you know, obviously, there have been some, I mean, that has been the gig to have. Like, if you're, you know, in that Hollywood elite crowd, to be able to say, I've hosted the Oscars. I mean, that's a big thing, right?
Yes, but, you know, way back in the day, it kind of used to be like a song and dance person, like Billy Crystal back in the day. I think Hugh Jackman did it before.
Yeah, where they Steve actually, Martin.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris, they put on
David Letterman's amazing, done it too. And
yeah, musical numbers, mm-hmm. which makes it more of a show. I don't think they're going to get that with Pete.
Yeah, I mean, they'll get someone who's contemporary and who is in, you know, the limelight right now, and a comedian.
Which
so,
would be, I think it's going to be like 15 ways of awkward because most of the people in that audience, like, I don't, they're not Pete's crowd.
It'll be interesting nonetheless. So anyways, we'll let you know what happens with that, but Pete Davidson in talks to host the Oscars. So that's kind of crazy. All right, so tomorrow it's a big day because we roll Adele Day and 30 minutes starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, an opportunity for you to get in to win Adele's weekend in Vegas there, her residency kicking off next week in Vegas.
Yeah, we're going to give you winning words. You enter them on the website every 30 minutes. So the more you enter, the more chances you have to win.
Absolutely. That's tomorrow. Guys, have a good one. We will talk to you then.